going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, he certainly got one of the main guys he really did want to target. You know, reasonably. You can't get a top five guy when you're picking 32 initially. But he got someone he wanted. That's obvious. Not just because he moved up a spot, but because Schefter and Rappaport are saying he was trying to move up like 10 spots. Unbelievable. Let me give you the write-up from Mel Kiper on Jahad Campbell, and then right back to the phone lines, your reaction as we broadcast this Friday morning from Borgata. Good morning to you. All right, Jahad Campbell, here's what Mel Kiper said prior to the draft regarding Jahad Campbell. By the way, stats are outstanding, 112 tackles, 5 sacks, 11.5 tackles for losses, 16 pressures, 12 run stops, an interception, 4 pass breakups, and 2 forced fumbles. Put another way,
Pretty productive.
Productive.
And versatile.
Yes.
Wow.
A lot going on there. All right, here's what Mel specifically wrote. Simply put, Campbell is a complete football player. He does everything that an NFL defensive coordinator wants from an off-ball linebacker. He has impressive speed getting to the football against the run, 4.52 second 40, along with the instincts and explosion to make plays in pass coverage. Campbell jumps off the Alabama tape. His 10-foot, 7-inch broad jump was second at the position at the combine, and his 32.5-inch arms will help him wrap up ball carriers in the pros. That was Mel's write-up before the pick. Obviously, the Eagles getting pretty high grades on the selection. Your reaction? 215-592-9494. Let's get to Rick right now. Rick, good morning.
Great pick. On so many fronts. You know, when the Giants picked Abdul Carter, I said, when are we going to get our Parsons? When are we going to get our Abdul Carter? We're going to have those two guys chasing us around for the next God knows how many years. But on another front, you know, you got another SEC player. Not only that, Alabama, they have that winning culture. I've talked about it for the last 2 years, that winning culture, meaning they expect to win. They don't hope to win.
Yeah.
And he had those numbers in the SEC, guys. I mean, it's just incredible. But here's the one thing that no one said yet. This kid's never played with Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Nolan Smith on the same line with him. Zach Baum next to him on plays, with Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell behind him. This kid could pin his ears back whenever the defense wants to. Fangio can dial up so many things with him. That's what makes this pick so special.
Yeah, I would say this, Rick. One thing that's unusual, I think, with this one is the Eagles, John, tell me if you think I'm wrong. I don't think I am. Typically, don't have a linebacker historically that's as versatile. Now, Zach Bond obviously has versatility.
Well,
but like,
it's like a new concept,
right?
That inside guys can line up and give you production, yeah, coming off an edge.
Seth Joyner had it. Now, to be clear, Seth was an outside linebacker in a 4-3, not an edge rusher in the modern sense, but a 4-3 linebacker who could play the run. He could pass defend clearly, got interceptions, and also could go hunt the quarterback. So I would say Seth might be the most versatile I've ever seen the Eagles have. This guy Campbell's got real versatility, and that's one of the things Howie Roseman highlighted last night.
And, Joe, when did we ever have a linebacker room like this?
Well, listen, maybe. Well,
like
obviously
Trotter and Emmons and like yeah. back then, maybe.
And then obviously Seth. Listen, the best of my lifetime from a grouping that I can think of was Seth, Willie T, and Byron Evans.
By far, yeah.
Really, really strong. Trot and Carlos Emmons together with whoever the other guy was well above average. And
Caldwell, was it?
Who?
Was it Caldwell then?
Well, it switched up a couple
times. Switched up a few times, yeah.
And then you go back to some of the Vermeil years when they would play a 3-4 and they needed many linebackers, Berge being the main one, but, you know, Bunting and others in there as well.
The thing that's so exciting about what we've got now is we're in a nickel. We're in a nickel 4-2-5
right.
all the time, like 95% of the time. And so what we're talking about now is Cooper DeJean. Basically, our linebackers are going to be Cooper DeJean, Jihad Campbell, and Zach Bond, all standing next to one another. Guys, who one tougher than the next. Like, who can you throw on? They can all give you crazy plays from every which direction. They're going to hawk you down no matter where you run. Can give you, like, pass rush moves off of either edge. It's so exciting and so, like, new age
it is.
Linebacker.
For the Eagles,
John,
it's very different.
And, John, you got Nolan Smith on one side. You have this kid on the other side. He can pin his ears back because we have those shutdown corners.
Yeah, Rick, it's a big advantage. Give me an answer. What hasn't happened in a long time since?
Can we go to a five-minute clock, putting these teams on the clock instead of a 10-minute clock, so we don't have a five-hour round on the first round?
You got it. Yeah, the shorter first round. I kind of like it the way it is because I want the commentary. Obviously, they got to slide some commercials in there at times.
Didn't they move it down to, wasn't it? Didn't it go all the way up to 15 at one point, and then they brought it back to 10? Am I crazy?
I believe that is correct. Yep. All right, let's listen to Jihad Campbell. After getting picked last night, he talked to the local media about a lot of things, one of which was getting the call.
The phone call, what was that like? What did they say on the phone? And you're someone who would know what a 215 number is. So when that 215 number
once I see the number, I'm like, pretty interesting. Okay. So I answered it. And it was Howie, but he was like, you know what this is? You know what this is? I'm like, nah. And then that's when he's like, it's Howie Rose. And I was about to break down, man, you know, because, I mean, it was just a surreal moment, you know, for me and my family. Like, my grandfather, like, I'm talking way back in Randall Cunningham days. You know, he always watched the Eagles, and he always loved the Eagles. You know, my pops, my mom, my two brothers, my uncle, I mean, like, my whole family, you know. So it was definitely a special moment, you know, for me and my family.
Really cool stuff. I want to play another piece of audio. James, I want to play Campbell, too. James and I usually coordinate off the air, but in this case, right on the air. Because there's another piece of audio where he talked more about growing up as an Eagles fan, which he clearly is and was, which is awesome, and his favorite Eagles through the years. Listen to Campbell last night.
What have been some of your favorite Eagles memories over the years and some of your favorite players?
Man, it's a lot. I want to say, like, Shady, you know, when Darren Sproles was there, I definitely like him. Brandon Graham. Who else? Obviously, Michael Vick. Got to go with DeSean Jackson. Another great one was Jeremy Maclin, you know, when he was doing very great at Philly.
So we know what era of football John Campbell grew up with.
Well, James, you know what it strikes me as, honestly? It's almost like that was before he had to start working out all the time.
Yes, when he was young. It's a great call, Joe.
Because in high school and college, you know, you got to handle your own business.
Yeah.
It's true. You lose track. No, seriously. You lose track for a period right before, I mean, you're paying attention to your team.
Yeah.
And the teams that you're playing in your, you know, like college division and stuff like that. And then you're focused on combine and, you know, training, and that's it.
And
working out for teams that show up.
Sundays in college football, John, are you in the facility rehabbing your body and meeting with the coaches, like not watching NFL games? Because if you play on a Saturday, on the Sunday, is that right back to the grind with the team?
Yeah, I'm thinking back. My gosh. Sundays, yeah, you're going in, you're getting treatment, you're running, you're doing work.
So it's not like the rest of us sitting around on our asses watching NFL football for 11 hours.
No, you definitely are playing catch up. I remember being very jealous like of some of the kids that I knew that didn't have to go and be at like practice at 5:30 a.m.
Got to be psyched for Jahad Campbell. And I think from an Eagles standpoint, too, Mel Kiper had him as the 21st-ranked player on the board. Obviously, would have been even higher if not for the injury and how he gets him at 31. All right, your reaction to it all, 215-592-9494. Coming up, what Ian Rappaport said about what Howie was doing to try to get Campbell even earlier in the draft. Plus, Nick Saban, who coached Campbell for a couple years till he left Bama. Saban on the pick. Baldy loves him. Wait till you hear what Baldy said. Plus, more of Jahad Campbell's audio himself late night last night after the pick. Phone calls on all of it. Jahad Campbell, the newest. By the way, they're going to add someone else later today. We're covering it all with you from Borgata. Plus, Beat the Hammer coming up on 94 WIP. Yeah, Jahad Campbell. Come on down, bud. You're the next dude on the Philadelphia Eagles. Congratulations. A lot of high marks for the Eagles with this pick. Now, an unfortunate reality is it probably signals the end of N'Kobe Dean, you know, 12 months from now and probably as a starter as soon as this year. So I do feel bad for N'Kobe. By the way, we broadcast from Borgata today. Good morning to you. It's got to be a blow to N'Kobe. Would they made
think
the...
about N'Kobe's situation.
Oh, it's a shame.
His injury is a massive, an awful injury. It's not an ACL. It's a patellar tendon. And it happened, I think, second week in January, as late as you can have an injury.
And he would have been eligible, and still is, but isn't going to get it, for a contract extension last month. And he was just about to maybe get paid, you know, not $50 million, but, you know, maybe $25 million.
And we know
and it just got ripped away from him.
Well,
what a shame.
Last season he showed the promise. He showed actually the payoff for some of, you know, like the expectations.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a leader. And guys gravitate toward him. And
love
the way that he plays, he really is an outstanding, always around the ball type guy. But has not been able to stay healthy at all. And I'm sorry. If I'm N'Kobe Dean, I am devastated today.
I agree, John.
I am hurting. And I know that Howie's saying the right thing. Hey, this is not about N'Kobe Dean. But, man, if you're N'Kobe Dean, you're sitting there like, I just tore it. It's not an ACL. It's a patellar tendon. Joe, I don't know. I'm not an expert, clearly. But I remember the guys who I played with who had the patellar tendon.
Right.
It was a different category than ACL. When I tore my ACL, Karell Buchalter also, right around the same time, he tore his patellar tendon, and we all knew in that training room his path was a lot more difficult than mine.
What a shame. What a shame.
It really sucks.
But look, I mean, Campbell, this is the business of sports. If someone gets injured, you got to get someone else. And the other thing for N'Kobe that's tough is Campbell's obviously going to be here for a while. Zach Bond signs going to be here for a while. So I would think, you know, N'Kobe's not going to be on the team two seasons from now and will probably be a backup if he's even able to play this upcoming year. It is what it is, but we want to point out the reality of the N'Kobe impact. But high marks from a lot of people for what Howie did last night. You can weigh in on the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at Armin Chevy. .com. Poll question, do you like the pick last night? Do you like what Howie did? Trades up one spot, gives up a fifth-round pick to move from 32 to 31 to get Jahad Campbell. Do you like it? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. One other quick thing before we go right back to the phones, because I thought of this last night right before going to bed. James, we're in a good mood today, right?
Yeah, big time.
Okay. Really good mood, right?
Yeah, I'm in a great mood,
right.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to bring people down. Just want...
What are we doing
proceeds
here?
Proceeds to bring us down.
I need to prepare people for a possibility.
Oh,
okay?
God.
All right? Because last night they beat Jokic.
What's the opposite of waiting with bated breath?
James, wait till I tell you what is possible in a month and a half. Are we, ladies and gentlemen, emotionally prepared for the possibility that James Harden and Ben Simmons together could win an NBA championship? They both play for the same team.
Yeah.
They won again last night.
I know.
Barkley said recently he thinks they're the second best team in the West.
I mean, Kawhi's healthy and playing great,
Kawhi
man.
Kawhi is freaking bringing it.
No, Joe, no, we're not
ladies
ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, just know that you got something major to root against in the next month and a half.
But what, what do we do if it's Celtics Clippers? Like, just
oh my God.
Shut
ben
it down.
And James on the same team? Are you kidding me?
I know. It's all.
John,
it's so
did
ridiculous.
You even know they're on the same team? Because I think a lot of people probably don't even know what team Ben Simmons played for.
It's easy to lose track because he just doesn't really play.
Played about 10 minutes last night.
Okay.
But, like, he is.
He's there. His presence is
so
there.
Gross.
All right.
I don't like it.
So we don't like that, but a lot of people love this Jahad Campbell pick. What Nick Saban said, we'll get to that shortly. He obviously coached Campbell for a couple years until he retired last year. To the phones, Chuck right now. Chuck, good morning.
Yo, good morning. Hey, listen, Joe, you know, we're still hoping and praying on the prayer of Joel Embiid while those two guys can go and win the championship. Ain't that about something?
Listen, I really was only planning on talking about that for 30 seconds, but you've dragged me back in. I hear you. I get your angst.
Hey, listen, I love the pick, man. The pick was a great pick. Howie Roseman is willing and dealing again, and I trust every move that he makes. He's the best GM to come in Philadelphia ever. You hear what I'm saying to you? He's a future Hall of Famer.
Sure is.
And the guy, it's just getting started. You know, we're going to be the team, you know, that everybody's going to look at and say, are they in the Super Bowl again?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we're tired of them
You're right.
winning the Super Bowl, winning championships. And I'm loving every minute of it. You know, yes. every minute of it. Because we suffered as fans for many years as Eagles fans.
You're right.
Now the brighter days are ahead. This guy, Jahad Campbell, I wanted him. I lied to you or not. I was looking at the guy before the draft, and I wanted him because, like I said, he's a stud linebacker. The dude can do everything. And you
he
had
sure
to know
is.
That Vic Fangio had to be a part of this pick. And if Vic Fangio was comfortable picking him and told Howie to get him, I feel comfortable with having him here because Vic is just a mastermind when it comes to defense. So can you guys say one word for me? Repeat. Because that's what's going to happen. Back-to-back Super Bowl champions, the Fluff Eagles, are going this year.
Yes.
Maybe.
No, I hit the wrong button. I'm setting up for Hammer. That's my bad. There we go. I'll do it
again. Repeat.
All right, here we go. I was about to say, come on, Self. I know ain't
that. That was all on me.
Well, it's also a little bit on John. He gives him a maybe. What are we doing here? It's a guarantee. Well, right? Guarantee with a capital G.
Guarantee. Listen,
no, I'm playing around. Hey, Chuck, give me an answer, man. What hasn't happened in a while?
Well, we just got finished talking about this bum of a player who's held this franchise back for many years, Joel Embiid. So I'm going to say the 76ers not winning a championship.
Yeah, you're right. Or put another way, winning a championship. Not winning a championship happened this year.
Every year.
But I know what you mean. Not winning a title. Very well said. All right, Nick Saban won a lot of titles at Alabama, a lot. Hit a lot of great players. One of them, of course, was Jahad Campbell. What Nick Saban said about his former player, we'll get to that after the pick last night. We'll get to that coming up in 1 minute.
You know you want lawn care service that provides better results and is safer for your family and pets. That's why I choose Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. At Natural Lawn, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without the harsh chemicals. They use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green while protecting the safety of your family and pets. And by using organic fertilizers for safer weed and insect controls, they make sure your lawn thrives naturally, season after season. With Natural Lawn, I know my family's getting a beautiful lawn that we can all love. Switch to Natural Lawn's safer services and start enjoying a beautiful, eco-friendly lawn you can be proud of. And schedule Natural Lawn's full-service program today. You'll get free seeding every year. This has helped my lawn so much. If you want a greener, healthier lawn plus free seeding, call Natural Lawn at 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Choose my lawn care company, the locally owned and family operated Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
All right, Jahad Campbell, the pick last night at 31. How he moves up a spot, gives up a fifth rounder. Nick Saban coached him for a couple years at Alabama, obviously recruited him to Bama, and after the pick was made, Nick Saban weighing in on this selection.
There he is. The guy you brought to Tuscaloosa, now another first-round draft pick.
Yeah, well, this guy's a great person. I mean, you know, what people have to understand about Jahad, he played with his hand in the dirt in high school, went to, you know, IMG, came out, was an outside backer, moved inside backer, and got better and better and better, and I thought had a fantastic year this year. He has tremendous range, speed. He can play in or out. He never played behind the line before we moved him 2 years ago because of injuries. But he's developed into a first-round inside guy. He could be an edge rusher. This guy, I just love this pick. I really do. I mean, this guy lit it up at the combine. Yeah. I know some people. The only reason they're getting him here is because people had some injury questions because of shoulder surgery, might not be ready for camp. But if you're the Philadelphia Eagles, what do you care?
Right.
You know, you're going to pick a guy that's going to be there maybe for the next 10 years for you and be a really, really good player. And when he does get healthy, he's going to have pass rush for him.
That was obviously Saban last night, part of draft coverage. So, John, big marks, and we're all happy. But let me just throw this question at you. Because the Eagles did have an unusual grouping of available players for them at 31 when they picked. And they include, you know, Will Johnson, who a corner. I thought that was a possibility going corner. They could have gone offensive lineman. Josh Simmons was still on the board. Could have gone with the safety, Emenwore. Emenwore, how do we say that? Emenwore? Mike Green, who Ray absolutely loved. Now, he doesn't love the off-the-field stuff, but loved him, potentially the best edge rusher available, was still available at that point. And the BC kid was available. Do you think, John, at 31, because we were talking about this last year when the Eagles picked Quinyon, Howie picked Quinyon, there was that other corner, and it kind of could have gone either way. Do you think Howie picked the right guy last night, John?
I sure do. I mean, I do like Donovan Ezi. I'm not sure how to even say his last name, but the kid from Boston College. The
I believe it's Ezeraco.
Local kid. Right. Yeah, Ezeraco.
It was an unusual collection of guys we talked about, all available. Like, well, you had all these guys. And
not really.
No, but I didn't expect so many at 31, 32. I really didn't. I thought that more of them would be off the board.
Well, I didn't feel the same way. Okay. I felt like the at 16, I was a little like it sort of knocked the wind out of me when Nolan went as high as he did. I sort of had my heart set on him. I don't know if you felt the same way at the time.
Well, sure.
I couldn't believe he went as high as he did. I felt like it was a little jumbled compared to what we expected. I am absolutely floored by the fact that we got Jihad, you know, that he was still there.
Well, especially considering how much Howie wanted to move up. Let's listen to Ian Rappaport. Yeah. Listen to this report. Ian Rappaport, and Schefter said just about the same thing, but listen to Ian Rappaport. After the pick was made with intel on what Howie had been trying to do for the past, like, hour and a half? This was pretty unbelievable. Rappaport late last night.
Rich, here is how badly Eagles general manager Howie Roseman wanted Jihad Campbell. When the Chargers were on the clock at 22, he was working the phones trying to get a trade. They thought they had a trade, thought it was done. The Chargers ended up picking, tried again at 23, again at 24, now get Campbell at 31.
Pretty wild. I mean, that's wild. That's something, man.
But again, it's a statement about the patience and willingness to sit and wait in case, like, it wasn't the end of the world if you didn't get him, if you didn't get Jihad.
But you had these other
options.
They were
trying. Yeah. But I do think that they have to feel great. They have to feel like they got a value for where they picked, an unbelievable value just after last year where you got a starter fresh out the gates with your first round pick and then your second round with Cooper DeJean and maybe one of the best values we've seen in the last decade.
No question.
Now, hopefully, with Jihad, if he can get out there and play right, you know, early as a rookie. Now, there's no guarantee on that because, as his coach was mentioning, the Eagles they're saying we don't have any sort of time frame where we have to get him on the field. But
if Nakobe can't play, they might have to.
Well, it would be helpful if he.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Can play as soon as possible. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's a brutal way. It's a brutal journey back from a labral repair. But linebackers deal with all sorts of shoulder hindrances every day.
Absolutely.
They're used to it.
So I thought last night Howie was genuinely excited. And what I mean by that is obviously when a pick gets made and a GM speak, he's never going to say, I don't like this pick. Right? Never going to say that. Even after Marcus Smith got picked, you know, there was a presentation of why it's good. But I think a lot of times you can kind of discern, if you really listen carefully and look at the facial expression, what does the GM really think? And I thought, let's listen to Howie Roseman. I thought he was genuinely pumped up last night to get Jahad Campbell. Here's Howie last night talking about the maneuvering, the strategy, and landing Campbell.
Howie, there were reports that you were trying to trade up a little bit earlier. Was that for Jahad?
It was. You know, again, this was a top 10 player on our board. We do not have any long-term concerns with his health. We have, you know, we look at the draft as a long-term opportunity for our team. We have a lot of confidence this guy's going to be here and play at a really high level for a long time. And so when you're in a draft and you're picking at the end of the first round, you have an opportunity to get a top 10 player at your board on your board, a guy who can affect the quarterback, a guy who can affect the passing game. You know, for us, it was a no-brainer. Local kid, great character. So we were really excited to add him.
Top 10 player on their board at 31. Now, listen, it doesn't always work out. Sometimes teams misidentify these things. That happens. It's going to happen again to Howie. He's not going to bat 1,000 the rest of his career. But he was pretty psyched last night. And obviously, a lot of people wake up this morning psyched as well. 215-592-9494. That full Howie and Nick Sirianni press conference, which was very late last night, we'll play it in its entirety coming up at 8:25. I'm guessing most people did not hear it. At some point, you got to go to bed. You got to get up and go to work. Howie and Nick talked really late last night. We'll play that coming up at 8:25 today. Also, Elliot later in the program. We look forward to talking to him, get his perspective. Your phone calls, reaction, 215-592-9494, plus Pete the Hammer coming up in about 10 minutes. Let's go to Ed. Go ahead, John.
One last thing. You know, Donovan Ezeraku, the guy from Boston College, we do have to start thinking about, like, the Eagles – on the stick tonight, that there are some guys left, like you were saying, who we were talking about.
How about the tight end?
Mason Taylor. Mason. Man, it's exciting to think about the trade-up possibilities. The Ezeraku, I don't know how the Eagles have him graded out and all that, but again, these are guys who were first-round grades still available and at positions where we could really use some help. I do expect a trade-up.
Yeah, I do too, John. Eagles picking in the 60s, but you know, if you can get into the late 40s, early 50s, you know, someone's kind of sliding towards you.
Again, like the same concept. Wouldn't it be something like with Jahad Campbell when a guy keeps sliding, one of these names will be doing that, and we can grab them.
Very possible. Really,
that's how he rolls.
Let's get to Ed in Phoenixville as we broadcast this Friday morning from Borgata. Good morning, Ed.
Oh, I'm loving the pick, and I think this is really—it's a great situation for Jahad Campbell. It was absolutely a hedge against N'Kobe Dean not coming back. That was part of the reason, but I think it's great because, you know, one of the main reasons why Zach Bond had such a successful year—he was playing behind Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter. I mean, he probably had the cleanest jersey of any off-ball linebacker I've ever seen. Like, blockers just weren't getting to him. So, I mean, Jahad's going to be able to just run around, make plays, and just sort of identify, kind of like Parsons does, you know, which gap is the weakest on this line. And I just think his versatility is going to be a huge boost to this defense. I think I'm loving the pick.
I agree. I mean, it is such a – and it is such a seismic shift for the Eagles in the last 12 months. From the acquisition of Saquon, big money, running back, to the Bond, big money, to, you know, a first-round pick inside linebacker, I applaud Howie for moving with the times or being ahead of the times. And, you know, some teams were doing this. Some teams were not. Obviously, the Eagles were not. And it helped them win a Super Bowl last year. Ironically, last year they spent almost no resources on the inside. meaning Nakobe was a third-round pick and Bond was about as cheap as a veteran can be. Now they're pumping resources into it. First-round pick, $50 million contract, which will make it harder elsewhere, but it's obviously how Fangio likes to build a defense, and it's going to be a new era of Eagles defense. Clearly.
Think about the growth potential, too. I didn't realize that he just turned 21.
Young guy.
Jihad Campbell just turned 21. And I, like I mentioned at the start of the show, I love the fact that he's an off-ball inside linebacker who is tall. He's got reach. You know, these are the tweener traits that allow a guy to be an edge rusher. You know, if he's got a little more length and can bend,
sure,
that helps so much. But man, the bigger linebacker, it's all coming back, Joe. The run game, the bigger head. He's a 240 pound guy. He's 6'3". Remember, and Dakobe Dean, remember when we first met him, we thought, man,
he's small.
Not a towering presence.
But to Nakobe's
credit, he's a 5'11 guy, 6-foot guy, you know, 225-pound guy.
No doubt.
And things that the game is slowly growing with the run game, linebackers are getting bigger.
No question.
I was playing linebackers, you know, the guys that you know, a guy like a Junior Seau, 6'3", 265 pounds. You know, a lot of those inside backers were 260, 265, 250,
Trot.
255.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's almost unheard of now. I mean, you had Levon Kirkland back then. He was 315.
Three bills.
And then you had every, you know, span the gamut between 315 all the way down to 240, but you didn't dip much lower than that.
And then
that.
You had Matt McCoy. Small in any era. Hey, Ed, give me an answer, my man. In honor of the Eagles drafting a linebacker, first time since 79, what hasn't happened in a while?
It hasn't happened since 1978. Somebody with a 40-game hitting streak. Pete Rose was the last one that did it, 44 games.
It's a good answer.
Wow.
That's right. Paul Mulder
1978.
39,
that's crazy.
I think, right? Mulder got to.
Paul Mulder got to 39 and 87. That's the one thing I got to tell you. I that's what I'm waiting for. I think that would be such a cool thing.
Me
some
too, Joe.
Because you know why, Austin James, the home run thing, it's hard to know if a guy's juiced or not. I mean, how do you know? Right? So it's hard to know whether you can feel the wonderment with the home run that we used to feel, the awe.
Well,
but the hitting streak would be
isn't the awe. Pitching
well, it's also
making
every,
it impossible?
Makes it harder.
Yeah. That's harder. There's a reason there hasn't been a 40-game hitting streak since 1978.
It's just too good.
But Jimmy and Chase both got to the mid-30s.
Yeah, I think it was 36 and 38 or something like 36
that.
And 35,
what
something like that.
What a crazy accomplishment. Oh, yeah. But that's the thing. It's just it's unrealistic to even expect 30s. That's
so
crazy.
Rare. It's very
it's
rare.
So crazy. Outside
very, very
the
rare.
Realm of rationality.
All right, so Beat the Hammer coming up in 5 minutes. We'll take the fifth caller on the contest line. Caller number 5, Beat the Hammer, 215-988-1258. Caller 5, you will compete in Beat the Hammer coming up in 5 minutes. All right, let's listen to Jihad Campbell. He is, of course, the newest Eagle. He talked last night after being drafted. One of the things, obviously, is the shoulder. If not for the shoulder injuries, and meaning two, both sides, he probably would not have been available then in the Eagles' range. But he was. The shoulder thing is a reality. He talked last night about it. Didn't exactly want to give you a timeline. Here's what Jihad Campbell said.
I'm sorry. I don't know if you answered specifically about the shoulder. You expect to be back by when? Do you know when you'll be clear?
I mean, I'm just taking this process day by day. I ain't even really looking, you know, like too far ahead or anything like that. I'm really just, you know, trying to focus on like tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I got to go up to the Eagles, but I'm going to definitely give me a nice little workout in the morning, you know, so I can maximize my strengths and, you know, just getting my shoulder back right. So that's what I'm most worried about.
All right, so non-committal answer there. Look, time will tell. I mean, he's obviously going to play at some point. Hopefully he's ready for the start of the season. Hopefully long before that, time will tell. Let's listen to more of Campbell because, you know, right after being picked, he was interviewed on ESPN, obviously pumped up, excited. Here's Jihad Campbell.
Jihad, the defending Super Bowl champs just traded up for you. How will you repay their belief in you?
I'm going to give them 110% everything I got in me. You know, the richer just got rich.
You told me that this week felt like an out-of-body experience. What is it like standing up here as the newest member of the Philadelphia Eagles?
Best team in the nation. I mean, what can I say? E-A-G-L-E-S. There we go.
From the area, Jahad Campbell, who grew up a Birds fan. All right, so when he walks out last night, and he didn't have the hair the way he had it, you know, a lot longer earlier in the when he played and some of the pictures he was in, I thought of a celeb. I thought he looks like a young celeb lookalike. Now, I might be off base, but I'm going to go for it. Tell me if this works at all for you. Does he look a little bit like Busta Rhymes? That's what I saw. I saw last night a 20-year-old Busta Rhymes.
I would have to Google what a 20-year-old Busta Rhymes looks like.
I can see it a little bit. A little bit.
It's just the face, the shape of the head. Just
he does look familiar.
Busta Rhymes.
But I don't know if Busta Rhymes was the name I was.
Eagles drafted Busta Rhymes last night. Let's go to the phones. All right, Pete the Hammer coming up shortly. Mark in Delaware right now. Mark, what's going on, man?
Not much, bud. I absolutely love this pick by the Eagles.
Yeah. Well, it's an amazing the fact that he was available, man.
Wait, Mark, wait till you hear how much Baldy loves him. Holy mackerel. We'll play this after Pete the Hammer. Baldy loves the pick.
Yeah, I was texting with my brother-in-law yesterday. They actually live in Georgia and have season tickets to the University of Georgia. So I was asking them, you know, who may be the next young Thundercat for the Philadelphia Bulldogs. And, you know, the name that actually he threw at me, not being a Georgia guy, was Campbell. So he said, just watch out for this kid. He's great. So,
well, I'll tell you this, Mark. I got a text right after the pick last night from someone who's got ties to the Alabama football program, and I'm using that loosely. He's never worked there, but he knows people there. And he follows college football about 100 times closer than me, and he thinks this is a flat-out steal. And the last time, and I've talked about this on the air, the last time he sent me that kind of text message, 3 or 4 years ago, whatever year it was, when they picked Landon Dickerson in the second round, who also had injury medical issues, and he said, I'm telling you, Joe, if this guy's body is healthy, flat out freaking steal. And he basically said the same thing last night about Campbell.
Cool. Well, yeah. Sounds
like that. Don't hate hearing that.
Yeah, exactly. Mark, give me a big answer, pal, for like a linebacker by the Eagles. What hasn't happened in a while?
I'd say any of us using a payphone.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Very good.
That is a good answer.
Devin, did you ever use a payphone?
No.
Doesn't
Never in your life.
I don't think so.
You've never
not
put a quarter into a phone?
No.
I would bet most.
I mean, maybe like in London, I don't think you use it, but you know, like their payphones are there as
you
like
take a photograph.
Props.
Yeah.
Yeah,
take photographs.
But no, I don't think I've used a payphone.
I would think most mid-30s and under probably have not.
Mm-mm.
And I would think most 40s and younger probably haven't used a rotary phone.
I used to ride my bike to a payphone outside Mr. Donut to call my girlfriend in eighth grade because it was long distance and it was too expensive to call from my house.
Look at you, young Casanova. Eighth grade girlfriend. Look at you, Richie. Richie did.
Uh-huh.
I did grow up in the era of like the landline. Like I think I was like, I don't know, 12 when cell phones.
Did
really
you dial 10 numbers or 7?
I don't remember. 7? No, 10. 10.
Yeah. 10 for you, probably.
Yeah, 10.
But always, for us growing
it was
up,
always
it was 7.
And it's so, I can still remember, like, my best friend's family's
and
landline.
And did you
numbers.
Dial her area code when you dialed her number every time?
Wow. 610.
Yeah, that changed mid-90s. All right, Pete the Hammer. It's something we do every single Friday. And listen, Twitter poll question of the day. Who's better at their job, Howie Roseman or the Hammer?
Probably Howie Roseman.
Let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Now that, ladies and gentlemen, that would be a poll question. We don't actually officially have that as the poll because we know obviously the Hammer would win that. But we love Howie. We don't want to embarrass him. We love him a lot. All right, Beat the Hammer is brought to us by a great event we've got coming up here at WIP. And that is BG Live. By the way, coming up soon, May 5th. Tickets are still available, but there are not many left. Get yourself tickets for this special one-night-only event where you'll not only hear from Brandon Graham, but you get to show him the love. The standing ovations that night, I expect multiple standing ovations for the great BG. Get your tickets for BG Live, which is happening on May 5th. I really encourage you, get them soon. 94WIP.com. That is where you can get the tickets. All right. Our contestant today in Beat the Hammer is playing for a Philadelphia Eagles hat. Apropos, on the day after the, well, the day after the first round of the draft. I was going to say the day after the draft. Au contraire. It continues today and tomorrow, the three-day spectacular that is the NFL draft. Our contestant today comes in. His name is Sean. He hails from Bensalem. He may be very good at sports trivia. He's not the Hammer, who's got 282 wins. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Sean, do you feel like the other general managers when being in the presence of Howie Roseman? Like, it's just, it's hard to measure up? Because that's how you got to feel right now, right?
Can't say that I do. Howie's pretty special.
No. There's no doubt about that. But the Hammer, Sean. I mean, I know Jerry Jones is a GM over here. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm the Hammer. All right, Sean, do you know sports?
I do.
All right, my man. Understated, and I think very confident. Sean, I'm going to step away as we broadcast.
Oh, we're not going to. You're off today. How about let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Did we do that like 30 seconds ago?
No. We didn't play the open yet. No. Yeah. No, you're off today. Love this.
James, I was up till like 2 a.m. last night press conferences. Preparing for the show.
Prepare to lose, Joe DeCamera.
This is great. Sean, this is good stuff here.
By the way, reminder to everyone listening, 8:25 today, we're going to air that Howie and Nick full press conference because it happened really late. We know most people did not hear it. But you'll hear Howie and Nick, full press conference coming up 8:25. All right, Sean,
now you can leave. Now get out of here. Scram. Scram.
Skedaddle.
I'll be back ready to kick ass.
Okay. You're off today. It's a great start. The history when he's off is
shorts today. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, and it's gross.
Showing calf. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. What is he doing? He just played.
If you're on the YouTube stream, you probably
like
just saw.
The little video cameras that are now set up for YouTube purposes. And he tried to run again. Does it look like he might be sore, and that's why he's limpingly running?
He always walks like that. Please, as if he'd work out hard enough.
Is he safely
ensconced?
Yes.
All right, Sean, you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
I'm ready, James.
Love it. All right, our category for the week, sometimes they're predictable. We're doing a little Eagles draft trivia today. Sean, the clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. 55 seconds. Are you ready to roll, my friend?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Here we go. Question number one. Prior to last night, the only other time the Eagles selected at 31st overall was in 2005 when they selected this defensive tackle. Name him.
Pass.
Who was the last tight end drafted by the Eagles?
Dallas Goedert.
The Eagles have only made two first-round picks since 2018 who are no longer on the team. Name them.
Pass.
The last time the Eagles drafted a player who made first-team All-Pro in his rookie season was in 1988 when they took this player. Name him.
Randall.
Name two players the Eagles have drafted in the second round who have made three-plus Pro Bowls as an Eagle.
This is hard when you're on the air.
It is.
Yeah, I got nothing, man. I'm sorry.
Sean, probably not going to get it done. You never know. Yeah, no. We have had zeros before. I would doubt it. We're going to put you on hold. We'll wave the hammer back in.
Ooh.
Yeah, as he makes his way in. Slowly, I'm sure.
He's kind of running. And something just fell in the distance. Like a table toppled.
Toppling tables?
A standard fell in the distance, and everyone's now looking at
that. He did not have anything to do with that one, unfortunately.
Yeah. And everyone's paying more attention to the table that fell than Joe, who just ran by them.
Shaggy!
It wasn't me. Is that where you're going?
Wasn't me. But someone else is going to have to pay a fine around here. I'll tell you that. I don't know what the hell just broke. That was really loud.
It was super loud.
I don't know what it was, but it was.
It's like a table fell apart right as you jogged by it.
And it was really loud.
Just deconstructed.
All right.
Pow.
This Sean guy from Bensalem. How'd he do?
You ready to roll here?
Ben.
in. You're breaking stuff down there. You forget to play the Open. I don't know if you are ready.
Well, I don't know if I am either, but let's roll. Yeah.
All right, category for the week. We're doing a little Eagles draft trivia. 55 seconds. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Here we go. Question.
I think there's going to be a Jeremy Maclin answer in here.
Question number one.
Okay.
Prior to last night, the only other time the Eagles selected 31st overall was in 2005 when they selected this defensive tackle. Name him.
I think it's Mike Patterson.
Who was the last tight end drafted by the Eagles?
I'll come back.
The Eagles have only made two first-round picks since 2018 who are no longer on the team. Name them.
Since 2018.
Correct.
So that would have to be Rager and Dillard.
The last time the Eagles drafted a player who made first-team All-Pro in his rookie season was in 1988 when they took this player. Name him.
Keith Jackson.
Name two players the Eagles have drafted in the second round who have made three-plus Pro Bowls as an Eagle.
Say it again.
Name two players the Eagles have drafted in the second round who have made three-plus Pro Bowls as an Eagle.
Well, Brian Dawkins for sure. And then second round, three-plus Pro Bowls?
Correct.
I'll say Eric Allen. All right. And the tight end, I'm going to say, is Calcaterra. Bang! It'd be like if Howie Roseman called up all the other GMs and told them they're fools. I'm not even going to do it. I'm not even going to do it because I did my business already. I am the Hammer, and no one else is other than Dave Schultz. Sean, how did he do?
Dying. One of these times I want it to be a 5, and you go nuts. It was a 5-0 victory, but I'm dying. One of these times you go crazy on 5, and the guy's like, it's 5-5.
And I don't want anyone complaining, oh, Sean stunk. Yeah, I know Sean stunk. I know sometimes the contestants stink. Doesn't matter.
Sometimes.
Hammer! Louder than that table breaking, by the way. It's just what I do. I don't know what to tell you guys. Victor 283, Howie and Jordan and the Hammer and Einstein. Greatness recognizes greatness. I expect a phone call from Howie later today congratulating me. Sean, what happened to you? What happened?
Yeah, it's tougher on the air than when you're doing it.
Unless you're the Hammer. I mean, I also am on the air.
Yeah.
You played the game a lot of times.
No, Sean.
You also talk on the air for a living. No big deal.
So, Sean, do you feel shame?
No, it was cool. I listened every week to try to call in. So, you know,
Sean, the first time's always the hardest, buddy.
You remind me of Theon Greyjoy halfway through. You know,
buddy, rein it the hell in,
Joe.
What are we doing here,
Joe?
Oh my God,
sorry. That might have been a little much.
You might have.
All right, Sean, I'm giving you the Eagles hat.
Yeah, give him the prize, please.
I called you, Reek.
He earned it by having to deal with you right now.
All right, Reek, you get
That's
the Eagles.
So
hat.
Messed up, man.
That is like so messed up.
So
that might be the
up.
Most messed up thing you've said to a contestant. Like it might be number one.
Legitimately, might be.
Sean, if you don't know Game of Thrones, don't watch it because you're going to hunt me down.
Don't Google it.
All right, Sean. All jokes aside, buddy, and I really am kidding. Well, not sure about that. Sean, thank you for playing Beat the Hammer. Thank you, sir, for listening to our show. With Victory 283, we put you on hold so you can get the prize you really don't deserve. But I shamed myself into giving it to you because that was over the line. And with that, Victor 283, we shut it down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
James, I know it was like 20 years ago, shock and awe, when we went after Iraq. But you got to admit, this is the real shock and awe.
Yeah, I'll give you credit. Very good.
I mean,
no sleep, the whole thing.
The
good
only
work.
Thing is, it's really not that shocking. It is like Howie. You just expect... You know, it's like Jordan on a February Tuesday night, you know, back in 1996. I mean, you know where you're getting.
I think we need to get some real competition up in here.
I just don't understand. Like, is this why you think you're good at sports?
No, I'm good at sports because I was good as a kid, and then I started tapering off, but I still got skills. Here's the thing about Fritz. It dawned on me last night. If I could assign a word to Fritz, what I see in his athletic abilities, which is lack thereof, he's like the power forward in basketball that's an oaf. Like the guy that's like.
And what are you?
Skilled.
You're.
Yeah, I'm not. What? I'm not out on the court because I got size. I'm
you
out on the court
to give yourself. So you're the two.
I got
the
skill
two.
And heart. Point guard or shooting guard? Yeah, I can stroke it. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Hey, wait till you hear what Baldy said. Baldy loves the pick at Jahad Campbell. We'll get to that shortly. And obviously, if you want to call in and praise the Hammer for that performance, please do. I really better stop.
Please don't.
I'm going to get kicked off the radio here soon. right. I'm joking around, guys. Eagles got Jahan Campbell. We're all pretty pumped up. 215-592-9494. What do you make of it? Joe and Yaden. Joe, you pumped up?
Hi, good morning. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Hi, Joe.
Two quick things. First of all, regarding the
thank you for that. Congratulations, by the way. I appreciate that.
Oh, well, you earned it. I'll give you credit. I'll give you a lot of credit.
Thank
regarding
you,
the draft, I'm very,
don't
very
give
happy
them that much.
They picked up. Very, very happy with that. I knew. I thought they would draft. They would drop. I'm sorry. Draft down. I yep. mean, drive you.
But yeah, trade into the second round. I know what you mean.
Yes, and so I'm very happy with that. And here's a good guy
too.
Off the field, which is a plus. And also, I must say, the old lineman that got drafted last night who started crying, that was pretty cool.
Dude, I thought there were like 10 great moments. I mean, I thought Genty seemed really cool. I'm kind of forgetting a few of them right now, but I thought there were a bunch of guys that just seemed like good dudes. And, I mean, John, they were some of those guys, man, including our guy, Jahan Campbell, coming out there, and he was all pumped up. And, by the way, he almost went after the Cowboys logo. And
I was just going to say, I saw your post. That would have been epic
so,
if he went after
John, about 10 minutes before the Eagles pick, I said – $1,000 to an Eagles draft pick if they rip down the Cowboys logo. And then Jahan Campbell actually was moving toward it, but the Eagles one was right after it. And so he touched the Eagles logo, but it did look like
that was cool too.
It looked like he was about to rip the Cowboys logo. I'm like, all right, I guess I'm going to owe the guy $1,000. By the way, it's only a matter of time until someone does that. If they keep all those logos, I mean, talk about a boss move. I mean, it took Kelsey 7 or 8 years to get the title and become a legend with the parade speech.
Instant legend
if you ripped down the Cowboys logo on the way up to the stage. It was pretty cool last night. Hey, Joe, give me a great answer, my man, for something that hasn't happened in a long while.
Well, one quick thing regarding the gentleman who had the cancer. Cancer, that was pretty inspiring, too.
Sure was.
And also, too, real quick before I make my pick, the YouTube thing, I you know, you hear your voices. I kind of like picture what you look like, right? And I was way off base. I knew what John Ritchie looked like. It was like, you know, he's my number one Eagle. And
whoa.
And also, too, no
hey,
offense,
you might
Joe,
need to reevaluate that list, though.
No offense, Joe.
I appreciate
no offense.
It,
you earned it.
Good man.
You look a little like Harry Anderson from Night Court, the judge.
I can take that. He's hanging around Marky Post. Not bad for me. It works
okay.
for me.
My pick would be Haley's Comet.
I'm sorry, what's your pick, Joe?
Haley's Comet.
Wait,
yes.
You think Joe looks like who?
Yeah, with the Night Court
judge. The Night Court judge?
A little bit. Who was also Harry the Hat in Cheers. Remember that his name? Harry the Hat, I believe. Haley's Comet, not bad. I think that was in 87, I think. And it happens, what, is it every 80-something years?
No, because I wasn't born in 87, and I feel like I remember seeing a Haley's Comet.
I was at, I think I was at Norwood, 86? I was either at Norwood or Penn Charter, and it's about every 80 years or so. It's not a bad answer.
1986.
Yeah, I think I was.
Why do I think that I saw Haley's Comet? What am I remembering?
You're remembering.
Is there another comet? I don't know.
If we start talking up there, John's going to start talking about Star Wars. You know, it's only a matter of time.
What is the deal with Haley's Comet?
Just goes around in every 80-something years.
But I do remember a lot of people talking about it. A lot through the years.
Well, more back then because it happened, and then it doesn't for a while. Hey, Seltzer, you pumped up? By the way, 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia on this tremendous Friday morning as we broadcast away from the Tasty Cake studio. We're at Borgata. James, you pumped up with the draft pick from last night?
He's so pumped
James
he left.
James left? Supposed to leave at 8:10. All right, James has an event. Supposed to leave at 8:10. Apparently, he skipped out early.
Okay, he big timed us.
Yeah, look
he's
at that.
An event?
Devin,
no
you pumped.
Dip
down.
He's supposed to leave at 8:10 for some function. He leaves at 8:00.
Well,
does beat the hammer and just leaves? What is that nonsense?
Pieces out. All right. Well, I'm that? Pumped.
Devin,
I'm
talk
pumped.
To us. What do you think of the pick?
I love it. I mean, it has exceeded my expectations. Obviously, you know, Howie Roseman is renowned for his abilities to draft great players. But, you know, picking at 32 and even moving up to 31, I didn't – not that I expected them to draft a bad player, but not someone who would be this impactful. I mean, I think the fact that he was even there in person tells you a lot of what you need to know about where he expected himself to go. You know, I know a lot of experts had him going top 15, some even in the top 10, and how he just continues to outdo himself.
But we got to acknowledge, guys, he did fall because of an injury, and sometimes a guy does not either give you year one what you want or ever get back on track. It happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. So we can't ignore that. But Baldy loves him. Let's listen to Brian Baldinger. This might have been the most praise after the pick from anybody. Baldy, two different pieces of audio of Baldy talking about Campbell. Let's start with Baldy last night.
The best linebacker in this draft is Jihad Campbell. It's not even close. Like, you watch him just avoid the guards, all right, get through the soup, like, get through the coffee grinds and the eggshells. He's going to find the ball carrier, no matter where he lines up, okay? Like, he's got an elite skill set. You watch him right here. Watch the force fumble here on the blitz. Like, this is what he can do. Like, he can fire his, like, this is LSU now on a Saturday night. Ball's out. Game-changing plays. We saw Zach Bond do that a bunch last year.
Yeah, and obviously he's going to be playing right next to Zach Bond. You know, Baldy continued on talking about other aspects of his game.
He's so natural just to run and chase. Like, it's just easy. Oh, yeah, sideline to sideline. This is going to be fun, putting this Vic Fangio defense together. All right, now, pass coverage, all right, feet and hands. Here we go. You got the motion, short motion. Here he comes. You got to be able to cover, right? Man. You defend the goal line, 10 toes on the goal line. You don't let them score. You never let them score. All right? That's the idea. That's what defense is about. Don't let them score. Like the Chiefs didn't cross the 50-yard line the first nine times they had the ball in a Super Bowl. Defense just got better.
Got better. You know, and Baldy, John, calling him best linebacker in the draft. I think it's fair to say Baldy's talking about not the edge guys that count as linebackers like Abdul Carter, I would certainly imagine. But that's big praise, man. And it's a different way of going about roster construction that had been the case prior to last year. You know, I mean, and last year wasn't big resources. It was just a third-round pick and a cheap player in Bond. But now they put a first-rounder and a $50 million contract inside. This is a completely different way. This is a completely different way for the Eagles to construct the defense. Pretty unbelievable. And last year, obviously, it worked. And this year, hopefully, Campbell's even better. I do feel bad for Nakobe, though. Nakobe's probably lost his starting spot, and in 11 months is probably going to be off the team. And that's a shame because I love Nakobe. But this is we're going to be moving on from Nakobe Dean, and that's a bummer.
Yeah, well, last year Nakobe surprised a lot of us with just being good. I didn't expect him to be good. He was really good, and he was a leader, and the team really responded to him. But, man, devastating that – he tore his patellar tendon in January.
What a big injury. All right, your reaction to Jihad Campbell and obviously Howie's season. He did it last night. Two more days of Howie today and tomorrow. We'll see what he's got dialed up his sleeves. They still got 18 picks over the two drafts, this one and the next one. So they still got a lot to work with, including a pick late in the second round tonight. We'll see if they maneuver with that one. 215-592-9494, your chance to weigh in. That's what Bob in Pensauken is doing. Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great, Bob.
Well, you know what? I was a little confused at first regarding the pick. I'm thinking to myself, why would Kansas City want to switch with the Eagles if they, in fact, you know, if the Eagles were afraid that Kansas City wanted Campbell themselves?
Well, they the more I thought
about
did.
The more I thought about it was Kansas City was probably entertaining offers from other teams for that, you know, for that pick, and so the Eagles swooped in. So again, kudos to Howie on this. Fantastic.
Yeah, he got somebody he clearly wanted. I mean, he referenced, and we're going to play the full press conference from last night, Bob, coming up in about 15 minutes, but he referenced that they had Jihad Campbell as the top 10 guy on their board.
Yeah, is that unbelievable?
Yeah.
I mean, when I saw, you know, Malachi Starks go a little bit before, hey, you know, I sighed a little bit. I said, oh, man, that's a guy I could have wanted. But to see this happen, you know, four picks later, great, great move.
Well, it's one of those things, Bob, we'll never know what they would have done, you know, if Malachi Starks was available. We'll just never know. But unless John Howie writes the ultimate tell-all. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, how juicy would that be? Can you imagine the Chip years? Oh, man, the Carson stuff. But anyway, Bob, we'll probably never know. But obviously, Howie got someone he definitely won it last night.
That's
Bob,
like a nine-parter. That's like a movie series, not a mini series.
Him and Chip
that's
would be
like
the best
Star
part.
Wars, yeah. the first three trilogy, and then you got another three trilogy, sure. And then another three trilogy. Yeah, that's convoluted and long and man, that would be
all right, Bob. You can win the Phillies.
Never going to show up.
Bob, you can win the Phillies tickets. Give me an answer for what has not happened in a long time.
How about a true, undisputed, known by the entire world heavyweight boxing champion?
Yeah, I agree with that. Ooh. I would say the last one, I guess, was Lennox Lewis, that people really, really knew. And then prior to that, of course, the Tyson and Evander era. But
Lennox Lewis was so unintimidating.
Well, yeah, he lost points with that British accent.
You know. Maybe that's
part of it.
Maybe that is part of it. He sounded too fancy.
Yeah, he sounded too fancy.
You can't be
What's
tough
wrong
sounded
with
fancy.
Yes, you can.
Doesn't work
he
in boxing.
He sounded like cultured.
Go write a novel.
Yeah.
What kind of British accent
right.
was it?
Oh, hello. Hello, Devin.
I don't think that's...
I'm the world champion of, the,
like that,
of boxing.
No, not when you follow that's... Mike Tyson and Andrew Holyfield.
I'm tough. I can box and I'll jab you in the face.
That's actually pretty good.
It is really
it
good.
It does pretty not good. Sound tough.
It doesn't at all. No, that hurt him, and then following Tyson and Holyfield, that hurt him.
What other accents can you do, Richie? This is a new talent.
Oh, I don't know.
I didn't think I could.
That was pretty good, man.
No, it was good.
All wow, right, your reaction you. To what happened last night, Jahide Campbell. Also, what Howie and Nick Sirianni said about it. We'll play you that audio. Elliot Shure Parks joins us later in the 8 o'clock hour as well. Busy day from where he got it. By the way, Phils, later today, start a new series, Phils and Cubs. Guys, get back on the, what's it called, the horse? Get back on the horse? Just win. Just start
winning. Get back on track.
Back on track. Start winning baseball games. A lot going on here today from Borgata on 94 WIP.